This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Not too long ago, a group of people came together around a feast and they invited others to join them. And so they came around, everyone sitting there and eating and enjoying this feast. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, as narrated by Thawban radiyallahu anhu, يُوشَكُ الْأُمَمْ أَن تَتَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْأَكَلَةُ عَلَى قَصْعَتِهَا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, soon, very soon, the nations and the peoples are going to summon one another. They're going to come together to attack you. Just as a group of people, they come together around a feast, inviting one another to join their dish. So the companions, radiallahu anhum, when they heard this from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of them, he said, وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمِئِذْ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, will this be because we are few in number on that day? Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is prophesizing something that will happen in the future. So this companion wondered, perhaps the reason why we'll be attacked in this way is because we are few in number. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٌ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no, rather you will be many on that day. You won't be outnumbered. You will be huge in numbers. However, you will be like the foam that travels along with the floodwaters. When the floodwaters come, they carry the scum and the foam. That foam that you see on top of it, it seems as if it's huge, but it's worth nothing. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمْ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهْنِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will take away fear of you from the hearts of your enemies. Your enemies will look at you and will no longer fear you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw al-wahan into your hearts. Weakness. So one of the companions, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, wa ma al-wahan? O Messenger of Allah, what is this wahan that Allah will cast into our hearts? And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةَ الْمَوْتِ. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, love for your dunya, love for this temporary world, and dislike for death. Disliking going on to the next world, the hereafter. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, whatever suffering we see of the Muslims today, it is only one episode of a long, recurring event that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam foretold. And so what we see today, whether it be in Palestine, in Gaza, or elsewhere in the Muslim world, it is nothing new, but only a cycle that continues from the time our enemies noticed our weakness and took advantage of it. And they noticed our inability to stand up to defend ourselves, colonizing our lands, stealing our riches and our resources, dividing us into small nations and states. The current situation of the Muslims is as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied. And so it's not something surprising. But rather, what is shocking is that we Muslims, we don't learn a lesson from it. What is shocking is not that it is happening, but rather, what's shocking is that we don't learn a lesson from it and we don't take heed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He governs this universe. And He governs what happens among His servants, whether it be individuals or whether it be entire nations. And we have to believe in the concept of cause and effect. That if we are suffering the way we are today, then it has to have a cause. There has to be a reason for it. It cannot be happening just like that without a reason. And so it's something that we did. It's something that we are responsible for, that we are ignoring until this very day. And that's why things are not changing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it clear that Allah will cast this into our hearts, and He explained it to be our attachment to this dunya and preferring it over the akhirah. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Quran al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayati wadh-dhikr al-hakim. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه كان غفارا وتوبوا إليه إنه كان توابا. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده، فجزاه الله خير ما جزى نبيا من أنبيائه صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى سائر الصحابة أجمعين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى، وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد، واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Allah Azza wa Jal says, O you who believe, fear Allah. Be conscious of Allah. Fear His punishment. And let each and every single soul examine and look at what He has sent for His tomorrow. What is your tomorrow? Your tomorrow is not here in this dunya. Because that soon, very soon, is going to come to an end. But rather your tomorrow that Allah is talking about here is your akhirah. When was the last time you sat down to ask yourself, am I ready to meet Allah in the state that I am in today? What have I put forward for that day in which my deeds are going to be put on the scale? And if my good deeds outweigh my bad deeds, I will be successful. But if my bad deeds outweigh my good deeds, then that's it. I'm doomed. My dear brothers and sisters, what is the solution to this weak state of the Muslim Ummah as we see it today? Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he says, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا تبايعتم بالعينة وأخذتم بأذناب البقر ورضيتم بالزرع وتركتم الجهاد سلط الله عليكم ذلا لا ينزعه حتى ترجعوا إلى دينكم. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, when you engage in عينة transactions, a kind of transaction that is based on riba, and when you take hold of the tails of cows and you are content with your agriculture, meaning you're pleased with your dunya and you're happy with it, and you give up jihad in the path of Allah, what will Allah do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send upon you humiliation. He will send upon you humiliation that will not go away until one thing. حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَىٰ دِينِكُمْ, until you return back to your deen, until you return back to Islam, until you return to becoming committed to this deen that you attribute yourselves to. The cause of our humiliation is very simple. It is becoming attached to the dunya and fearing death, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And so the solution is very simple. Become attached to Allah and become attached to the Akhirah. Become attached to Allah and become attached to what Allah has prepared for His believing servants who sacrifice everything that they have for His pleasure. How do you expect a people who are attached to this dunya to stand up for our brothers and sisters who are being massacred and being slaughtered the way they are today? If we are attached to our dunya, how do you expect there to be any men who are going to defend the Muslims. And so if we constantly hear that Israel has a right to defend itself, then don't we Muslims have a right to defend ourselves? We do, and we don't need any permission for that. For it is a God-given permission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. And no one can take it away from our hands. But the question is, if this is the path, where are its men? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَا لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ انْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ اِثَّاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَرَضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. O you who believe, Allah is addressing us believers. O you who believe, what is the matter with you? That when the call is made to march forth in the path of Allah, that you remain firm to the ground. You don't want to get up. You want to hold on to your dunya, this wealth that you have earned. أَرَضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ. Are you pleased and satisfied with this worldly life that you are currently living over the akhirah? فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Allah is waking us up here. If that is the case, that you are attached to this worldly life over the akhirah, then no. That this current life that you're living is small. It's extremely small and little compared to what awaits in the akhirah. And so, when someone is attached to his dunya, he fears anything that will come in between him and the pleasures of the dunya that he is enjoying. And that's why we see a huge contrast between us and those who went before us. Look at the lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum. Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory, not only in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but even more so after his death, until the Muslim empire stretched from east to west? Why is it that their enemy feared them? Why is it that the Muslims had this glory, as opposed to what we are living as an ummah today? It's because the standards in the eyes of that first generation were different in terms of this dunya compared to the akhirah. They understood very well that we are here for a few years. We are here for a very temporary time. And soon, very soon, we are meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they were willing to give up everything they had for the better reward that awaits them in the akhirah. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the solution is in our hands. The solution to change the state of the ummah starts with me and you. Let us not wait for anyone else. We have to start at the grassroots level. We have to start with me and you. Two things. Number one, get rid of this attachment that we have for the dunya in our hearts. And number two, return to our deen, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And when I say return to our deen, what I mean by that is to become committed, not to be a Muslim by name, not to be a part-time Muslim, but rather to be a Muslim committed to his deen. And so that requires sacrifice. That requires, number one, to make an honest effort to learn your deen. How are you going to practice your deen if you don't understand what's required of you? And so we need to seek knowledge of our deen. Some of us, we don't even know the bare minimum, the basics. And then we need to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an honest heart. Return back to Him in tawbah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the condition, the state of a people until they change what is in themselves. Here Allah is saying that He will not change the good condition of the Muslims when they were prosperous, when they were victorious, in the time of the companions, once they reigned the world. Allah will not change that good condition to a worse condition until they change what is in themselves. And unfortunately, that is what ended up happening. The Muslims slowly but surely started to change, becoming more and more distanced from their deen, whether at the individual level or at the state level. It happened. And we can't do anything to stop what happened in the past. But what we can do is to prevent it from continuing. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في فلسطين اللهم انصرهم اللهم أيدهم بتأييدك وانصرهم بنصرك اللهم تقبل شهداءهم وارحم ضعفهم وداوي جرحاهم واشف مرضاهم وفك أسراهم اللهم كل الأرامل واليتامى والفقراء والمساكين اللهم ارفع ما نزل بهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم عليك بالصهائنة المعتدين اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم فرق جمعهم وشتت شملهم وزلزل أقدامهم اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم مزق ملكهم كل ممزق اللهم مزق ملكهم كل ممزق اللهم أسقط طائراتهم وأغرق سفنهم ودمر دباباتهم وأرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك اللهم أرنا فيهم يوما أسودا اللهم لا ترفع لهم في الأرض راية ولا تحقق لهم غاية واجعلهم لمن خلفهم عبرة وآية فإنك قادر وقدير وأنت ناصر المستضعفين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.